This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah has promised to test us by the very virtue that we believe in Him. Hence He says, Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do the people believe? Alif Lam Mim. Then, do the people believe? Do they think that we will leave them to say that they have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will not be tested? This is a question as a retribution from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, saying, rebuking us, saying, how can you believe that you will say that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then you shall not be tested by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Meaning, by the very virtue that you say, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shall be tested. So wait and know that those tests, trials and tribulations will come in your life. But that does not mean that you assume the worst of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that does not mean that you should expect for problems in your life. Rather, assume the best of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Ana inda dhanni 'abdi bi. I am with my servant as he assumes of me. In dhanna bi khair fa khair. If he thinks good of me, then he shall receive goodness. Wa in dhanna bi shar fa shar. And if he thinks bad of me, then he will have bad and evil in his life. So don't assume the worst of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but prepare yourself for trial and tribulation, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for that trial and tribulation to come. And we see that some of those who have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoy the most lavish of lives. Why? Because Allah does not reward with this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use the dunya as a measure of reward and punishment. Hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the greatest trial and tribulation. But do you want to know whether you are in the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether you are being tested? Then go back to how your relationship is with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Regardless of what is happening around you, whether you find yourself in rich wealth and goodness, or you find yourself in a calamity, regardless of what is happening around you, ask yourself, what is my connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like? Am I close to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Do I pray my salah? Am I connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis? And if the answer is yes, then you are close to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and you are on the right path and you are in the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are better off than the one who has the entire dunya, everything at his disposal, everything, but he disbelieves in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Why? Because if you are to die today being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what does that translate to for you? What does that mean for you? It means you are in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means you are in Jannah forever and ever and ever and ever. Everlasting bliss. And if that man who disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he has everything of this dunya, were to die today, what does that translate to? I don't need to say it. We all know what it translates to. So that is why we say that trial, test, calamity, tribulation in your life does not mean you are distant from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the very next page of this surah, He tells us something very interesting.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ.
And from amongst the people are those who say, we believe in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal.
فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ.
And when he is tested, then he makes the fitna. Then he makes the fitna of the people, meaning the harm of the people that has come to him, he makes it like the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This is speaking about war. When the people went out to defend their lives and to defend their deen, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says that when they were harmed, someone struck him with a sword, he had a wound, something happened to him. Then some of the people, their response is not to say, Inna lillah. Their response is not to say, we belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And to him we shall return. So this is only a test from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Some of them would actually respond by saying that this is the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This is the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Meaning, a rain comes down, a part of your house falls down, and your first reaction is, why is Allah punishing me? Then you have got this dunya wrong. Your iman is lacking. There is something wrong there. Because you said you believed, but when the trial and tribulation came, it didn't draw you closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Rather, you looked at the dunya as a measure of goodness. So you said, Allah gave me, so I am thankful. When Allah took away from me, why is Allah punishing me? That is not the scale of judgment for a believer. That is not the scale of judgment for a believer. And I say this because today, as I go about around different places, I find people asking me this question. Why is it that we are believers and Allah has tested us and we are being punished and we find our brothers and sisters being slaughtered? But in reality, that is not the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hence we see some of these scenes that come out of these places where people, they've lost their brothers, they've lost their sisters, they've lost their uncles and aunts, people that they deem to be blood, people that are their blood, they've lost them. And what are they saying? Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah. Why? Because the iman is alive in the heart. They know that we are brought into this world by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He gave us the life that we have. He chose to take it away. So we thank Him. We thank Him. We are grateful to Him. Not only shall we remember that we are from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and to Him we shall return. We are on this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But over and above that, we thank Him for His decree in this matter. He decided and He chose. Allahu Akbar. That is a level of iman that is higher, because they know what they are here for. So never use this dunya as a scale of judgment. If the dunya was a scale of judgment, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have had the most wealth, and Fir'aun would have had the least wealth. But Fir'aun had so much, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given less of this dunya. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu walks in to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting or lying on his side. And when he gets up, he notices the marks of the mat. You know, the mat that was on the ground, it left marks on the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his eyes begin to tear. And he looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Kisra and Qaisar have been given so much, yet look at the marks that this mat has left on your body. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's answer is profound, and in that is the answer for you and me. He says, Ama tarda ya Umar? Are you not happy, O Umar? Anna ad-dunya lahum wal ukhra lana? That the dunya is for them and the akhirah is for us. That the dunya is for them and the akhirah is for us. That should be the response of a believer when he sees difficulty in his life. You know, sometimes we face so much trial and tribulation that we, as good believers, we begin to think, why am I being tested so much? You know what Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says?
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ.
And those who have done, they have believed and they have followed it up with good deeds, we will compensate their bad. We will compensate their bad. What is that compensation? What is that compensation? Allah gave you a calamity, a problem, a trial, a difficulty. The nature of that difficulty is temporary, meaning it will pass. And in return, He compensated you with something that is everlasting, something that is pure bliss, something that is a real reward. So even in your trial, test and tribulation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compensating you for your bad with goodness. With goodness. This is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this is the nature of this dunya. We need to remember, what is the measure of goodness? The measure of goodness is the akhirah. And the measure of knowing whether you are receiving that akhirah in your life is to ask yourself how close you are to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know, after the first verse that we recited in this talk today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ.
Do those who have done evil believe that they shall escape us? Do those who have done evil believe that they shall escape us? Bad is their judgment. Bad is their judgment. It doesn't take belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to use your logic and say that I'm in this world, I came at some point, I was non-existent before that time, people never even knew that I was going to come into this world, my parents didn't even know that they were going to be given me, I'm here today and I am going somewhere. I am going somewhere. So we remind those who are engaged in evil day in, day out. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when speaking about mistakes, he said, خَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of those who make mistakes, commit sins, are those who repent to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. But these are evil people. These are people who wake up, some others are evil people. They wake up with evil on their mind. How am I going to bring down such and such a person? How are we going to humiliate these people? How are we going to eliminate such people from earth? You know what the response of the believers to such people is? To remember that Allah is in control. Allah is in control. That very piece of earth that they slaughter our brothers and sisters on belongs to none other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He is, was, is, and will always be in control. Even though they may feel that they are the judges, and they take life when they want, and they allow people to live when they want, they don't realize, سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. What an evil judgment they have. If someone views this from the slaughter and the massacre that happens, if someone views this from the viewpoint of the Akhirah, then they will actually feel sorry for the perpetrators. Why? Because they are asking for everlasting doom. They are inviting everlasting doom. So whenever you think about life and you see happenings around you, remember that the yardstick of measurement for the believer is not the dunya. It is not the dunya, the dunya faniya. The dunya is temporary, it comes and it goes. You came, you will go. But the true yardstick of measurement is where that person is with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What his condition is with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to view the dunya in the correct manner. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to give us iman that is followed up with action, such that He will grant us His rahmah and His mercy and Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.